93-133-232. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Good morning and welcome to Vaughan Radio. This is Fitz. This is No Excuses. And I'm here with Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Fitz.
How are you today?
Good.
it's been a while since you were on the radio.
Yes.
Yes, quite a while. Yeah. Okay. So we'll start off with some mastering the interrogative. All right. I give you the answer, you give me the question. So, first one. It took me 5 minutes to look up the word.
How long did it take you to look up the word?
Very good. Now, repeat the sentence and put a bit more emphasis on the K sound in take.
How long did it take you to look up the word?
Good. And one more time.
How long did it take you to look up the word?
Very good. Birds migrate in autumn.
The
emphasis is on migrate as an action. So start start your question with what.
What? Yeah. What do birds do in autumn?
Very good. And how do you say autumn in American English?
Fall.
Very good. He died at 3 a.m.
When did he die?
He died of a heart attack.
What did he die of?
Very good. And try the question with how.
How did he die?
Perfect. Say that again.
How did he die?
Very good, yes. I need about 4 hours.
How long do you need?
Very good. And repeat the question with time.
How much time do you need?
Very good. I was at home.
Where were you?
Very good. I couldn't do it because I didn't have time.
Why couldn't you do it?
Very good. There will be a meeting next week.
When will there be a meeting?
Very good. It was transferred to a secret account.
Where was it transferred to?
Very good, very good. And you don't have to use to. You could say, where was it transferred?
Okay.
Repeat.
Where was it transferred?
Very good. Transferred. Stronger with the D.
Where was it transferred?
Very good. We've issued 37 invoices today.
How many invoices have you issued today?
Issued with a strong sh. Issued.
Issued. How many invoices have you issued today?
Very good. I've sent out 112 Christmas cards so far.
How many Christmas cards have you sent so far?
Good. And use out, sent out.
Sent out. How many cards have you sent out so far?
Christmas cards.
Yeah. How many Christmas cards have you sent out so far?
Very good. There have been 2 meetings this week.
How many meetings will there be this week?
No, there have been 2 meetings this week.
How many meetings have...
Yes, yes.
How many meetings have there been this week?
Very good. And again?
How many meetings have there been this week?
Very good. I'll be ready in 10 minutes.
When will you be ready?
Very good. I can be there within 20 minutes. You use how.
How? How soon? How soon can you be there?
Very good. I took her to a basketball game.
Where did you take her?
Very good. I didn't do anything to him.
What did you do to him?
Very good. I chose the red one.
Which one did you choose?
Very good. I met them in 1991.
When did you met No. When did you meet them?
Very good. She became prime minister in 1980.
When did she became...
No, try again.
When did she become prime minister?
Very good. And repeat.
When did she become prime minister?
He broke 2 world records.
How many records... No. How many world records did he break?
Very good. 7 windows were broken during the fight.
How many windows were broken during the fight?
Very good. And again.
How many windows were broken during the fight?
Very good. She brought me a cup of coffee and a piece of cake.
What did she bring you?
Very good. Now, if I said to you, as an expression, that something was a piece of cake, what does it mean?
That it was very easy.
Very good. It was built in 1990.
When was it built?
Very good. And the last one, I didn't build it because I didn't have a license.
Why didn't you build it?
Very good. Now we're going to practice with a little bit of I wish. So here, for example, I'll say, it's a pity they can't come to the party. And you'll say, I wish they could come to the party. So it's okay. A pity they can't come to the party.
I wish they could come to the party.
Very good. It's a shame I'm not rich.
I wish I were rich.
Very good. It's too bad they lost the match.
I wish they had win the match.
Now, careful, because... Yeah, yes, and again?
I wish they had won the match.
Very good. It's a pity he doesn't know how to repair the machine.
I wish he could repair the machine.
Now, you have to use the verb to know. I wish... It's a pity he doesn't know how to repair the machine. Yeah.
I wish he was able to repair the machine.
And don't forget about the verb to know. To know how.
I don't know. I wish he knew how to repair the machine.
Very good. And again?
I wish he knew how to repair the machine.
Very good. And give me a synonym for repair. It sounds like my name. It begins with F.
F? I don't know.
Fix.
Fix.
Very good. It's a shame there aren't more opportunities.
I wish there were more opportunities.
Very good. It's too bad there isn't a solution to this problem.
I wish there was a solution to this problem.
Yes. Now, there's a better way of saying it. You have to make a small change to the verb to be. It's more correct.
I wish there was.
Yes. I wish there were. I wish there were.
I wish there were a solution to this problem.
Yeah, and again?
I wish there were a solution to this problem.
Good. Now, 9 out of 10 natives will say, I wish there was, but the more correct form is, I wish there were. Mm-hmm. It's a pity he lost his wallet. I wish he hadn't.
Yeah. I wish he hadn't lost his wallet.
Very good. It's a shame there weren't any tickets left.
I wish there were any tickets left.
No, you have to change any to some.
Yeah. I wish there were some tickets left.
Very good. It's too bad they gave up so soon.
I wish they hadn't gave up so soon.
Now try again.
I wish they hadn't given up so soon.
Good. And repeat.
I wish they hadn't given up so soon.
Very good. It's a pity he couldn't attend the concert.
I wish he could attend the concert.
No, I wish he could have attended.
Attended, yeah. I wish he could have attended the concert.
Very good. It's a shame she's not working with him anymore. I wish she were still.
I wish she were.
Yes. Yeah.
I wish she were still working with him.
Very good. Very good. And again?
I wish she were still working with him.
Very good. Now we'll repeat the exercise. So we go from the start. It's a pity they can't come to the party.
I wish they could come to the party.
It's a shame I'm not rich.
I wish I were rich.
It's too bad they lost the match.
I wish they hadn't lost a match.
Very good. It's a pity he doesn't know how to repair the machine.
I wish he knew how to repair the machine.
Very good. And what's the synonym of repair?
Fix.
Very good. It's a shame there aren't more opportunities.
I wish there were more opportunities.
It's too bad there isn't a solution to this problem.
I wish there was a solution. There was. I wish there were a solution to this problem.
Very good. It's a pity he lost his wallet.
I wish he hadn't lost his wallet.
It's a shame there weren't any tickets left.
I wish there were some tickets left.
Good. It's too bad they gave up so soon.
I wish they hadn't given up so soon.
It's a pity he couldn't attend the concert.
I wish he could have attended the concert.
It's a shame she's not working with him anymore.
I wish she were working with him. I wish she were still working with him.
Good, and repeat.
I wish you were still working with him.
Okay, we'll do a bit more with I wish. So I'll ask you a question. In this case, this is a different version. I'll ask you a question. I want you to answer with I wish. So, for example, I'll say, do you earn $1 million a year? And you'll say, no, I don't, but I wish I did. So okay. Do you earn $1 million a year?
No, I don't, but I wish I did.
Very good. Does Spain have oil reserves?
No, it doesn't. But I wish it did.
Very good. Can you turn invisible?
No, I can't, but I wish I could.
Is petrol cheap in Spain?
Yes, it is. No, it isn't, but I wish it was. No, it isn't, but I wish it were.
Very good. Did you win the Christmas lottery last year?
No, I didn't, but I wish I had.
Very good, very good. Is today Friday?
No, it isn't, but I wish it were.
Very good. Can you speak English perfectly?
No, I can't, but I wish I could.
Are you planning to take the next 2 months off?
No, I'm not, but I...
Yeah,
but
yes.
But I wish I were.
Yes, perfect. And again?
No, I'm not, but I wish I were.
Very good. Is Spain the richest country in the world?
No, it isn't, but I wish it were.
Very good. Are there a lot of excellent jobs available in the market?
No, there aren't, but I wish there were.
Very good. Is there an easy way to get rich?
No, there isn't, but I wish... there was.
There were.
There were. No, it isn't, but I wish there were. There were.
No, no, there isn't, but I wish there were.
No, there isn't, but I wish there were.
Good. One more time.
No, there isn't, but I wish there were.
Very good, very good. We'll do a little bit of translation. This is from Vaughan Translation Booklet 7, list number 1. So, deberías habérmelo dicho.
You should have told me.
Very good. No tenía ni idea de que estabas enferma.
I had no idea you were sick.
Very good. Me enteré de ello a través de Juana.
I found out...
De ello.
I found out about it because of Juan.
Or, well, Juana. How do you say Juana in English? Although we don't translate names. Jane.
Juan?
Jane.
Jane.
Yeah.
Okay.
So repeat the sentence.
I found out about it because of Jane.
Good. And you can also say through. A través de through. So repeat through. With through. Yeah.
I found out about it through Jane.
Very good. Menos mal que tropecé con ella.
Thank God I ran into her.
Very good. Now, another way of saying menos mal? You could say it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Okay.
Repeat.
It's a good thing I ran into her.
Very good. ¿Qué te han dicho los médicos?
What did the doctors tell you?
Very good. ¿Cómo te pasó eso?
How did that happen to you?
Very good. And repeat.
How did that happen to you?
Very good. ¿Cuándo saldrás del hospital?
When will you be out of the hospital?
Very good. And another way of saying saldrás.
When will you check out?
Okay. Or when will you leave? Yeah.
Leave. Okay. When will you leave the hospital?
Very good. Si pudiera pagarlo, te llevaría a la clínica Pérez.
if I could pay it, I will.
Pay for.
If I could pay for it, I would take you to the private clinic.
The Perez clinic.
The what?
Perez, like the surname Perez.
Ah, to the Perez. Ah,
yeah.
If I could pay for it,
very good.
I will take you to the Perez clinic.
Very good. Manténme al día de cómo vas. Start off with keep.
With what?
Keep.
Keep me updated.
Very good. Yes.
About your well-being.
The cómo vas.
Keep me updated of about how you're doing.
Okay, so you could say keep me up to date on how you're doing. Repeat.
Keep me up to date on how you're doing.
Very good. Vaya sorpresa.
What a surprise.
Very good. Tienes buen aspecto.
You look good.
Very good. Cambiemos de tema.
Let's change the subject.
Very good. No hablemos de enfermedades.
Let's not talk about illnesses.
Very good. And repeat.
Let's not talk about illnesses.
Very good. Me deprimen.
They bum me out.
Okay. Okay, very good. You could say they depress me. Yeah.
Okay, they depress me.
Did you learn that from TV?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, very good. No, it's good. It works. Me deprimo fácilmente.
I get depressed easily.
Very good. Venga, anímate.
Come on, cheer up.
Very good. Háblame de verbos.
Talk to me about verbs.
Very good. ¿Por qué quieres hablar de verbos?
Why would you want to talk about verbs?
Very good. Now, here you can say, why do you?
Why do you want to talk? Why do you want to talk about verbs?
Very good. Very good. Wanna, also American English. ¿No estás harto de practicar verbos?
Aren't you tired of practicing verbs?
Very good. Depende de qué verbos practiquemos.
It depends on what verbs we practice.
Very good. ¿No hemos cubierto todos los verbos?
Haven't we covered all the verbs?
Very good. No hemos visto... Sorry, this is a statement, an affirmative. No hemos visto el condicional. Sorry, it's a negative statement.
We haven't seen... No.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Yeah. We haven't seen the conditional.
Very good. Pero el condicional es sencillo.
But the conditional is easy.
Very good. Quizá lo es para ti.
Maybe it's not for you.
No, positive statement.
Maybe it's not for you.
No, positive.
It's not for you.
So, quizá lo es para ti.
Maybe.
Yeah. No.
Maybe it's not for you.
So, maybe it is for you.
I'm sorry. Maybe it is for you.
Very good. And again?
Maybe it is for you.
Y para ti también.
And for you too.
Very good. And we'll do a quick bit of vocabulary. So this is Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 5, list number 2. Un inconveniente.
An inconvenience.
Say it for me again.
An inconvenience.
Perfect, yes. And you can also say a drawback. Disculpa. A drawback. Yep, a drawback. Disculpa. As a noun.
As a noun. Apology.
Very good. Chantaje. How do you say negro?
Blackmail.
Very good. Cumplimiento.
Cumplimiento.
Compliance.
I don't know. Compliance.
Compliance, yeah. Cínico.
What?
So, cínico.
Cynic.
No, that would be the noun.
Cynical.
Cynical.
Cynical. Okay.
Yeah. So you would say he's a cynical person.
Cynical. Okay.
Jubilación anticipada.
Early retirement.
Very good. Pluma.
Pen. No. I.
No. Like what birds have.
Yeah. Begins feather. With,
yes, very good, very good. Maître, like the person who works in a restaurant.
Maître?
Yeah, some people say maître d' in a very exclusive restaurant, or sometimes head waiter.
Yeah. Head waiter, Okay.
Yeah. Mientras tanto.
Meanwhile.
Very good. Another way of saying it, three words.
In the meantime.
Yes, very good, very good. I repeat that.
In the meantime.
Very good. Ocio.
Leisure?
No, yes, yes, yeah. Leisure. Yeah. And there's two ways of pronouncing it. American tends to be leisure. British and Irish tends to be leisure. Both are right.
Leisure, okay.
Yeah. Desatención, abandono.
Abandonment?
Okay, or neglect also, yeah. Neglect.
Neglect, yeah.
Neglect, yeah. Procedimiento.
Proceeding.
Close.
Procedement?
Procedure. Procedure.
Procedure.
Very
procedure.
Good. Yeah. Ingresos in a formal sense, like what a government gets.
Income?
And there's another word you could use, beginning with R. Revenue. Revenue.
Revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Autosuficiente.
Self-sufficient.
Very good. Chapucero.
I don't know.
Sloppy.
Sloppy.
Yeah. S-L-O-P-P-Y. Sloppy.
Yeah. Sloppy.
Cargado in the sense of when you walk into a room and it's cargado.
Like full of people.
Well, maybe there's not so much air. And it's hot and uncomfortable. Stuffy.
Stuffy, yeah.
Yeah, S-T-U-F-F-Y. La letra de una canción.
The lyrics.
Very good. Valorar o tasar. That was a difficult word. To appraise.
Appraise.
To appraise, yeah, yeah. Liarse o confundirse, using a phrasal verb.
To mix up.
And use get.
Use what?
Use the verb to get.
To get mixed up.
Yes, very good. Repeat.
To get mixed up.
Very good. Desatender o no cumplir.
To neglect? No.
Yes, yes, perfect. Very good, very good. Yeah. Dirigir el cotarro.
To run the business.
Good. Are
to
you
run the show.
Yes.
To run the show.
Very good, very good. Repeat.
To run the show.
Very good, very good. Subvencionar. No, you could say to subsidize.
To subsidize.
Very good.
Okay.
Minar. Now, in the sense that, for example, someone says negative things about you. Minar.
Like criticizing.
Yes. So you would say to undermine.
Ah, okay.
It's often used with authority. They undermined my authority. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last one, improbable. Improbable.
Improbable?
No, it would be improbable.
Improbable.
Or unlikely. Improbable
unlikely.
Or unlikely.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that list again very quickly. So, un inconveniente.
An inconvenience.
Good. And another way of saying it?
Drawback.
Yes, very good. Disculpa.
Apology.
Chantaje.
Blackmail.
Cumplimiento.
Compliance.
Very good. Cínico.
Cynical.
Very good. Jubilación anticipada.
Early retirement.
Very good. Pluma.
Feather.
Very good. Maitre.
Head waiter.
Very good. Mientras tanto.
Meanwhile or in the meantime.
Very good. Ocio.
Leisure.
Very good. Desatención o abandono.
Neglect.
Very good. Procedimiento.
Procedure. No, procedure.
Yeah, yes, yes. Say it for me again.
Procedure. No.
So, procedure. Procedure. Repeat.
Procedure.
Yes, very good. Ingresos in the formal sense.
Revenue.
Very good. Autosuficiente.
Self-reliant. No.
Okay. You can do a literal translation of suficiente.
Yeah, self-sufficient.
Perfect. Chapucero.
Sloppy.
Very good. Cargado.
Stuffy.
Very good. La letra de una canción.
The lyrics.
Very good. Valorar o tasar.
To appraise.
Excellent. Liarse o confundirse.
To get mixed up.
Very good. Desatender o no cumplir.
To neglect.
Excellent. Dirigir el cotarro.
To run the show.
Very good. Subvencionar.
To subsidize.
Excellent. Minar.
To undermine.
Very good. And improbable.
Unlikely.
Very good. Or also?
Improbable.
Very good. And how do you pronounce procedimiento?
Like procedure.
Yes, so procedure. Procedure. Repeat.
Procedure.
Very good, very good. Stay with the folks and we'll be right back.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Casi un año de pandemia, de malas noticias y de inseguridad. Casi un año sin poder disfrutar de los nuestros. Casi un año esperando una vacuna. Y mientras tanto, en Laboratorios LifeLength seguimos dándote el resultado de tu prueba PCR en el mismo día, como llevamos haciendo casi un año. Reserva ya tu cita online en citacovid.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Hello and welcome back to the program. This is Fitz. This is No Excuses. This is Vaughan Radio. And I'm here with Laura. So, Laura, now we're going to practice the past perfect. So here, this is a verb tense that isn't used that much, but it's important to know at the same time. So the past perfect, I will say, for example, I had a coffee, then I felt better. And you'll say, I felt better after I'd had a coffee. So the full decontracted statement is, I felt better after I had had a coffee, but we always contract it because it sounds strange. So I felt better after I'd had a coffee. So I had a coffee, then I felt better.
I felt better after I'd had a coffee.
Very good. I spoke to him. After that, I felt more confident.
I felt more confident after I'd spoken to him.
Very good. I looked for it for 2 days, then I found it.
I found it after I'd looked for it for 2 days.
Excellent. I spent 3 days preparing for the meeting, then it was cancelled.
The meeting was cancelled after I'd prepared for it for two days? No.
For 3 days.
For 3 days.
Good.
The meeting was cancelled after I'd prepared for it for 3 days.
Good. Now, I want you to use the verb to spend in it. So, I spent 3 days preparing for the meeting, then it was cancelled.
The meeting was cancelled. The meeting was cancelled after I'd been...
I'd spent?
Sorry. The meeting was cancelled. The meeting was cancelled after I'd spent 3 days preparing it.
Preparing for it.
Preparing for it.
Good. Now, again, from the beginning.
The meeting was cancelled after I'd spent 3 days preparing for it.
Very good. She lived with him for 20 years, then she left him.
She left him after she'd lived with him for 20 years.
Very good. He saw at least 20 different cars, then he bought a Ford.
He bought a Ford after he'd seen at least 20 different cars.
Very good, very good. Now, Laura, do you work in marketing?
Yes.
Okay. And something that always amuses me is this company, Ford, one of the most famous car companies in the world, when they advertise in Spain, they don't say Ford, they say Ford.
Ford, yeah.
Yeah, they leave out the D, so we have to insist on the D.
Ford, okay.
I spoke to him for 10 minutes, then I realized who he was.
I realized who he was after I'd spoken to him for 20 minutes.
Ten minutes.
I realized who he was after I'd spoken to him for 10 minutes.
Very good. She finished the job, then she left.
She left after she'd finished... No, sorry. She left after she'd finished the job.
The job.
The job.
And again?
She left after she'd finished the job.
Very good. I took the exam 7 times. I finally passed it.
I finally passed the exam after I've taken it.
Now, start again.
Yeah. I finally passed the exam after I'd taken.
Yeah. Taken it.
I'd taken it. 20 times.
Well, not that bad. Seven times.
Seven, okay. I finally passed the exam after I'd taken it 7 times.
Very good. He called the ministry 6 times. He finally got through.
he finally got through the ministry after
he finally got through to the ministry.
He finally got through to the ministry after he'd called 6 times.
Very good, very good. One more time.
He finally got through to the ministry after he'd called 6 times.
Very good, very good. Now we're going to practice with I want you to, they want us to, etc. So I'll say the sentence in a strange way using the verb desire or interest. For example, I'll say, his desire is for his children to be happy in life. And you'll say, he wants his children to be happy in life.
Okay.
So his desire is for his children to be happy in life.
He wants his children to be happy in life.
My desire is that the Spanish government lower taxes.
I want the Spanish government to lower the taxes.
Yeah, and without the, you don't have to use the.
Okay. I want the Spanish government to lower taxes.
Philip's desire is for his son to win the championship.
Philip wants his son to win the championship.
Very good. Their desire is that we study the report carefully.
They want us to study the report carefully.
What is your desire that I do?
What do you want me to do?
Very good. What is your desire that I say?
What do you want me to say?
Very good. When is it in your interest that I start?
That I what?
That I start. That I begin. That I start.
Yeah. When do you want me to start?
Very good. It's my desire that Spain assume a strong role in international affairs.
I want Spain to assume strong...
To assume a. To assume a.
To assume a strong...
Role?
Role. Okay. I want Spain to assume a strong...
Role?
Over international affairs?
No, in international affairs.
I want Spain to assume a... To assume...
Yes.
A strong role in international affairs.
Very good. And one more time.
I want Spain to assume... No. Okay. I want Spain to assume a strong role in international affairs.
Very good. One more time.
I want Spain to assume a strong role in international affairs.
Very good. Why is it in your interest that I do that?
Why do you want me to do that?
Very good. What time is it in your interest that I be there?
At what time do you want me to be there?
Very good. Or you could simply say when.
When, okay. When do you want me to be there?
Very good. One more time.
When do you want me to be there?
Very good. My desire is for everyone to enjoy the party.
I want everyone to enjoy the party.
Good. One more time.
I want everyone to enjoy the party.
Very good. Now we're going to practice with present perfect, with never and irregular verbs. So I'll say, for example, when did you last sleep under a bridge? And you'll say, I've never slept under a bridge. So when did you last sleep under a bridge?
I've never slept under a bridge.
Very good. When was the last time you spoke to someone about the current problems in Tanzania?
I've never spoken to anybody about the problems in Tanzania.
Very good. And use the word current, the current problems.
Current, yeah. I've never spoken to anybody about the current problems in Tanzania.
Very good. When did you last spend a pleasant day in Sacramento, California?
I've never spent a pleasant day in Sacramento, California.
Very good. When was the last time you stole money from the company safe?
I've never stolen money from the company safe.
When was the last time it took you an hour to wash your hair?
It's never taken me an hour to wash my hair.
Very good. When was the last time you took someone to a Slovakian restaurant?
I've never taken anybody to a Slovakian restaurant.
Very good. When did you last teach someone how to operate a printing press?
I've never taught anybody to operate a printing press.
Now, don't forget about how to operate.
How to operate a printing press?
Yes.
Okay. I've never taught anybody how to operate a printing press.
Good. And what's a printing press?
Impresora. The newspaper, from the newspapers.
Yes, yes. What used to be used to print books and to print newspapers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know who invented it?
No.
A guy called Johann Gutenberg. When,
yeah.
Do you remember that from school?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. When did you last think about the social problems in Lithuania?
I've never thought about the social problems in Lithuania.
Oh, don't forget about the TH sound, Lithuania.
Okay. I've never thought about the... About the what?
Social problems.
I've never thought about the social problems in Lithuania.
Very good. Now, can you name the three Baltic states?
Lithuania.
Yep.
Estonia.
Yep.
Lithuania.
Latvia.
Latvia.
Latvia. Very good. When did you last think about investing in the Algerian stock market?
I've never thought about investing in the Nigerian stock market.
Algerian.
I've never thought about investing in the Algerian stock market.
Very good. When was the last time there was a volcanic eruption in the Madrid area?
There's never been a volcanic eruption in the Madrid area.
Very good. When did you last understand German perfectly?
I've never understood German perfectly.
Very good. When did you last understand the opposite sex perfectly?
I've never understood the opposite sex perfectly.
Very good. When did you last wake up in a crystal palace?
I've never woken up. Woken?
Yes. Yep.
I've never woken up in a crystal palace.
Very good. When was the last time it took you 3 hours to find a parking place?
It's never taken me 3 hours to find a parking place.
Very good. When was the last time you wore something made in Alaska?
I've never worn something made in Alaska.
Good. Now you must change something.
Anything.
Yes, very
good. I've never worn anything made in Alaska.
Very good. When did you last wear a pink tie?
I've never worn a pink tie.
Very good. When did you last win the first prize in the Christmas lottery?
I've never won first prize in the Christmas lottery.
Very good, very good. Now we're going to practice with the verb. So for example, here I'll say, I have no time to help you, which is a strange way of saying it. And you'll say, I don't have any time to help you.
Okay.
All right. So I have no time to help you.
I don't have any time to help you.
There is no more sugar.
There isn't any sugar.
And don't forget about more.
There isn't any more sugar.
Very good. I can see my hat nowhere. So you'd say, I can't see
my hat anywhere.
Very good. And again?
I can't see my hat anywhere.
Very good. He likes no girls with red hair.
He doesn't like any girl with red hair.
Very good. Or you could say girls in this case to agree with the original. Yeah. So he doesn't like?
He doesn't like any girls with red hair.
Very good. Now, what color is your hair?
Red.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Ask me if I have any sisters with red hair.
Do you have any sisters with red hair?
I have two sisters with red hair. Ask me if they get annoyed if it's called red hair.
Annoyed. Do they get annoyed if you call it red hair?
Yes, they do. They prefer the word auburn, which
Auburn.
Is A-U-B-U-R-N. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me this is berenjena as a color, but I don't know if that's right.
I think, I don't know.
It's like a deep, dark red. So they don't like the word red hair. They prefer auburn hair. So we have seen nobody we know yet.
We haven't seen anybody we know yet.
Very good. They want nothing to eat.
They don't want anything to eat.
Very good. Careful of your TH. They.
Yeah. They don't want anything to eat.
Very good. I have no more money.
I don't have any money.
And don't forget about more.
I don't have any more money.
Very good. There are no apples on the tree.
There aren't any apples on the tree.
Very good. Don't forget about your TH. The tree.
Yeah.
So repeat.
There aren't any apples on the tree.
Very good. There was nobody in the garden.
There wasn't anybody in the garden.
Very good. The poor little girl has no shoes to wear.
The poor little girl hasn't any shoes to wear.
Very good. And use the auxiliary verb to do.
To do.
Yeah.
The poor little girl doesn't have any shoes to wear.
Very good. There is nowhere for you to sleep.
There isn't anywhere for you to sleep.
Very good. The cook has put no salt in the cabbage.
The cook hasn't put any salt in the cabbage.
Good. How do you say cabbage in English?
No,
it kind of looks like, but it's thicker. So I think there's two types. You have col and you have repollo.
Yeah, I don't know which one.
So they will do no more work.
They won't do any work.
Any more work. And repeat.
They won't do any more work.
There was nothing left.
There wasn't anything left.
The chicken has laid no eggs today.
The chicken hasn't laid any eggs today.
I want no more, thank you.
I don't want any more, thank you.
Very good. He gave me nothing to drink.
To what?
To drink.
Grind.
Drink, as in to beber, to drink.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. He didn't give me anything to drink.
Very good. I'll give it to nobody else.
I won't give it to anybody else.
Very good. And again?
I won't give it to anybody else.
Very good. Now, this one is tricky. It's two parts. He gave me no ink so I could write no more.
He didn't give me any ink so I couldn't write anymore.
Excellent. Well done. Say it again.
He didn't give me any ink so I couldn't write anymore.
Very good. My uncle can see nothing without his glasses.
My uncle can't see anything without his glasses.
Well done. Very good. Very good. Now we'll do a little bit of passive voice. So here I will say, Christopher Columbus discovered America. And you'll say, America was discovered by Christopher Columbus. Mm-hmm. So always using by. Christopher Columbus discovered America.
America was discovered by Christopher Columbus.
Very good. A Spanish industrial group owns the company.
The company is owned by a Spanish industrial group.
Very good. Lee Harvey Oswald killed John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Very good. And who killed Lee Harvey Oswald?
I have no idea.
It's an interesting story. So, now, supposedly Kennedy was killed by Oswald. A lot of people dispute that, but supposedly. And so Oswald was arrested. And I think the next day, or 2 days later, Oswald was being transferred between prisons. And a man called Jack Ruby stepped out of the crowd and shot him. And killed him. You can actually find it on YouTube. And then Jack Ruby was arrested. And then Jack Ruby died in prison shortly afterwards. It's a very interesting story.
Sketchy. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Sketchy. Good word. How do you say sketchy in Spanish?
Sospechoso.
Yeah. So it's a very interesting story. Now, there's a film by Kevin Costner and starring him called JFK. But a lot of it is fictional. A lot of it's fictional, but it's an interesting part of history, the assassination of Kennedy. Philip will do the job.
The job will be done by Philip.
Very good. A construction company will build the house.
The house will be built by a construction company.
Very good. Say it for me again.
The house will be built by a construction company.
Now, careful. In this case, the house will be built with a T sound. The house will be built.
Built. The house will be built by a construction company.
Very good. A 12-year-old boy is beating the chess champion.
The chess champion is being beaten by a 12-year-old boy.
Very good. The committee has selected three candidates.
Three candidates have been selected by the committee.
Very good. The chairman will preside over the meeting.
The meeting will be presided over by the chairman.
Very good. And by the way, in American English, they will say the chairman will preside the meeting without over. A taxi driver took the boy to the hospital.
The boy had been taken?
No. A taxi driver took the boy, so simple past. A taxi driver took the boy to the hospital.
The boy was taken?
Yes.
The boy was taken by the taxi driver to the hospital.
Okay, very good. A cooperative manages the factory.
The factory is being managed by a cooperative.
Very good. The manager's secretary wrote the letter.
The letter was written by the manager's secretary.
Very good. A substitute teacher taught the class.
The class was taught by a substitute teacher.
Very good. A secret benefactor donated the money.
The money was donated by a secret benefactor.
Very good. The co-pilot flew the plane.
The plane was flown by the co-pilot.
Very good. And almost everyone forgot the meeting.
The meeting was forgotten by almost everyone.
Very good. Now, before we finish, we'll review the translation list we did and then the vocabulary list. So, deberías habermelo dicho.
You should have told me.
Very good. No tenía ni idea de que estabas enferma.
I had no idea you were ill.
Very good. Me enteré de ello a través de Juana.
I found out about it through Juana.
Very good. Menos mal que tropecé con ella.
Thank God, no.
Yeah. You can say thank God, yeah.
Thank God I ran into her.
Good. And then you can say with good thing. It's
a good thing, yeah. It's a good thing I ran into her.
Very good. ¿Qué te han dicho los médicos?
What did the doctors tell you?
Very good. ¿Cómo te pasó eso?
How did that happen to you?
Very good. ¿Cuándo saldrás del hospital?
When will you leave the hospital?
Very good. Si pudiera pagarlo, te llevaría a la clínica Pérez.
If I could pay for it, I will take you to the Pérez clinic.
Very good. Manténme al día de cómo vas.
Keep me up.
Yes.
Keep me to date. Keep me update about how you're doing.
Now, keep me up to date or keep me updated.
Keep me up to date about how you're doing.
Very good. And you could say, keep me up to date on how you're doing also. Repeat.
Oh, okay. Keep me up to date on how you're doing.
Vaya sorpresa.
What a surprise.
Tienes buen aspecto.
You look good. No, you look good.
Yes, very good. Cambiemos de tema.
Let's change the subject.
No hablemos de enfermedades.
Let's not talk about illnesses.
Very good. Me deprimen.
They depressed me.
Good. What was the way you said it before?
They bumped me out.
Yeah, okay. Me deprimo fácilmente.
I get depressed easily.
Very good. Venga, anímate.
Come on, cheer up.
Very good. Háblame de verbos.
Talk to me about verbs.
Very good. ¿Por qué quieres hablar de verbos?
Why do you want to talk about verbs?
Very good. ¿No estás harto de practicar verbos?
Aren't you tired about practicing verbs?
Of better, yeah.
Aren't you tired of practicing verbs?
Very good. What's another way of saying harto? Sick or fed up is quite common. Aren't you fed up of? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now repeat with fed up of.
Aren't you fed up of practicing verbs?
Very good. And now when you say aren't, make it one syllable. Aren't.
Aren't you fed up about, no. Aren't you fed up of practicing verbs?
Very good. Depende de qué verbos practiquemos.
It depends on what verbs we practice.
Very good. No hemos cubierto todos los verbos.
Haven't we covered all verbs?
Los verbos.
Haven't we covered all the verbs?
No hemos visto el condicional.
We haven't seen the conditional.
Pero el condicional es sencillo.
But the conditional is easy.
Very good. Quizá lo es para ti.
Maybe it is for you.
Very good, very good. Y para ti también.
And for you too.
Very good. Now we have just enough time to practice to repeat and review some of the vocabulary we did earlier. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. Un inconveniente.
An inconvenience.
Or...
A drawback.
Very good. Disculpa.
Apology.
Chantaje.
Blackmail.
Cumplimiento.
Compliance.
Cínico.
Cynical.
Jubilación anticipada.
Early retirement.
Pluma.
Feather.
Maitre.
Head waiter.
Mientras tanto.
Meanwhile or in the meantime.
Very good. Ocio.
Leisure.
Very good. Desatención o abandono.
Neglect.
Procedimiento.
Procedure.
Perfect. Almost. Procedure. Like like the first syllable of Germany. Procedure.
Procedure.
Very good. Ingresos. Former word.
Revenue.
Very good. Autosuficiente.
Self-sufficient.
Chapucero.
Sloppy.
Cargado.
Stuffy.
La letra de una canción.
The lyrics.
Valorar o tasar.
To appraise.
Liarse o confundirse.
To get mixed up.
Very good. Desatender o no cumplir.
To neglect.
Dirigir el cotarro.
To run the show.
Very good. Subvencionar.
To subsidize.
Excellent. Minar.
To undermine.
Excellent. Improbable.
Unlikely.
All right, Laura. Fantastic. Fantastic. Well done. That's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much to Laura and have a great day. Bye-bye.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to